So we've had an opportunity to talk to several people from the Clinton campaign. We have reached out to the Trump campaign, tried to get anyone from their campaign, whether it be Pence or Trump himself. No response. The Hillary Clinton campaign, they've made their people available to us, and they've gotten us some pretty good names. We don't endorse her for president. We don't endorse Trump for president. We just encourage you to vote and vote with your conscience. Tomorrow's your last day to do so. The leader of the free world will be elected. And like it or not, Senator Tim Kaine might be the next vice president of the United States of America. We received word last week that we had an opportunity to speak with Tim Kaine. Soul Brother Kevin and I were unavailable. Seth Kushner, putting in his hard work, came up to the radio station with his wife and his two dogs, pre-approved questions in hand for the Clinton campaign, wants to be sure that we ask the right questions in the right order.
Let the people know they didn't want me to ask one of the questions, but I still did it.
They said no questions about medical marijuana. But Seth Kushner, he didn't get to where he is by listening to Flax and Handlers.
No, just kidding. They were all really cool.
And on a Saturday afternoon, there was Seth. Probably in the Dove production, or the Dove studio, if I know him.
Yes. I got there at 5:30 for a 6 o'clock interview that ended up not happening until 6:15.
Of course, because that's how things go in radio.
Well, they said that he needed to find a new phone to make the call.
We wanted a good connection. So they told you that you had 5 minutes, not a second more.
They said, I'll give you a few seconds for an intro and a few seconds for an outro, but you got to be out in 5 minutes. And she said, I'm going to text you a 2-minute warning and a 1-minute warning.
Wow.
So like I said earlier, normally you have a producer for those kinds of things where they'll text me and then I'll hold up a 1 or 2, you know.
Right.
But I had to see that happening and do the interview, which I'm not an experienced host or interviewer, so it was a lot to deal with.
It was a fantastic, frenetic 5-minute interview. I didn't know anything about Tim Kaine going into this interview, and I came away knowing more about Tim Kaine than I knew before the interview. Make our bed and we'll stay out late. God, I love the song.
I'm glad you liked the interview. You were the last person I sent it to who got back to me.
Oh, yeah. No, I was busy. Well, you sent it to me. I was in Orlando already for Halloween Horror Nights. So I didn't listen to it until yesterday on my couch. And then I listened to it. And then I listened to it again. And I said, man, this is a really good interview. And I played it for my son. And he said, wow, that's cool that you guys got to interview him.
Oh, good.
He said, I'm proud of Uncle Seth. And
he didn't say that he hates me now.
No. And so without further ado, this is so huge for us. Tim Kaine, vice presidential hopeful, and Seth Kushner from this past Saturday.
Hey, Seth, Tim.
Senator, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time for us today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We're having a great time doing campaign events in Florida and on our way to hang with John Bon Jovi for a while.
Yeah, you think you're going to go up on stage with Bon Jovi tonight and play anything? What's the plan for that?
Well, usually I'm the last to know about something like so. We'll just have to be in suspense and see what happens.
Senator Kaine, I want to know, have you had any out-of-body moments during this campaign where you just couldn't believe you're in a position to be the next vice president?
Seth, I have those moments every day where I'm like, is this really me doing this? I'll tell you one that was funny. Is after I got on the ticket in Philadelphia at the convention, we were leaving the convention hall on the night that President Obama and Vice President Biden spoke. And so they both had motorcades, and Hillary had a motorcade. And I was in a limo, and somebody turned and said, hey, Senator, sorry, your motorcade is going to be fourth in line. And like, wow, I've never even had a motorcade, so I just deadpanned. I hate it when my motorcade's fourth in line. It just seems so surreal that I had a motorcade at all. And when I said it that way, it made my wife bust out laughing, which is usually what I'm trying to do in life, is just make her laugh.
What's it like inside those motorcades, Senator?
It is. There's a lot of noise, is what I can tell you. There's a lot of noise, but you know, the folks who work on the security detail become your friends. They're pros. They have a job to do, but they become your friends.
Senator, I want to know, is there a story out of all the people that you've met so far on the road that has really stuck with you?
Wow. There are a couple, but maybe the one that I would think of first. I was at the campaigning at the Iowa State Fair, and I ran into a grandfather holding a little boy, clearly his grandson, and I said, hey, tell me about this guy. And the kid's name was Jude, and he said, well, I'll tell you about Jude. He's 3.5 years old, and he's already had 5 open heart operations at the Children's Hospital in Omaha. And by now, Jude's mom and dad came over, too, and the dad was a pretty big guy. And the dad sort of put his hand on my shoulders and said, you know, Jude wouldn't have been able to have these operations had it not been for the Affordable Care Act. And because of his heart condition, he would, before the Affordable Care Act, he would have had a pre-existing condition and never been able to get health insurance in his life. Will you tell me that you will make sure that the Affordable Care Act isn't repealed by a Donald Trump and all these people lose these protections? And I said, you can absolutely have my word on it. Hillary and I will maintain and improve it, but we're not going to let anybody take health insurance away from 20 million people, especially your son.
Well, I can definitely see why that story stuck with you. I am with Senator Tim Kaine right now on the phone. Senator, I want to know, I'm going to change it up quickly on you. What band T-shirts do you own?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I used to own an Elvis Costello T-shirt. Oh, and I actually have one. I'm a huge Replacements fan.
Okay.
I don't have a Replacements T-shirt, but they have a song called Buck Hill, which is named after a ski area in Minnesota. And I got my son, who lives in Minneapolis, to buy a Buck Hill T-shirt for me that I wear when I work out. So far, nobody has connected it with the Replacements, but at least I know it's connected to the Replacements.
It's going to happen now after everybody hears this interview, Senator. Senator, I want to know, here in Florida, this is a big topic of conversation. What are your thoughts on Amendment 2, which would legalize medicinal marijuana?
You know, Hillary and I both believe states can be labs for that and that they should do what they think is right. We support at the federal level 2 things with respect to marijuana. One is President Obama has recently rescheduled marijuana to a different classification of drugs, because before, the classification of marijuana was such that you couldn't even do research into its effects. And I think there's some research that needs to be done, for example, about marijuana and pain management. It may be that marijuana for some kinds of pain management would be much less harmful than opioid prescription medicines, for example. Also, we really believe in sentencing reform at the federal level so that folks who've been convicted of nonviolent drug offenses should not be imprisoned to the degree they are in this country. But for purposes of the state laws, whether it's medical or recreational, we feel like we should leave that up to the states, and so I'll leave that one up to Florida voters.
Well, a lot of people are going to be happy to hear that. Senator, I just have 1 more minute left with you, so I got to ask you a few quick questions. I want to know, do you enjoy brunch, and if so, what is your favorite brunch food?
I do enjoy brunch and Eggs Benedict. I got to go with Eggs Benedict.
All right. Are you a Game of Thrones fan, and if you're not, what's your go-to TV show right now?
I will tell you, I've never watched Game of Thrones. I'm more into reality shows like River Monsters and Portlandia.
Wow, okay. And my last question for you, what's the last thing you want people to think about when they go to vote this Tuesday?
That it's an honor and privilege to live in a nation where we can all participate, and we ought to make history on Tuesday to elect a super qualified Hillary Clinton as president, the first woman president in this country.
Senator Tim Kaine, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to spend with me. Have fun tonight. I don't know if Bon Jovi's going to let you play with him, but I hope he does. And thanks for taking a few minutes today. Really appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you.
Yeah, really fun to talk. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Senator.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye. Thanks, guys.
That's scary. Right? Can you believe, like, all those people listening?
Yeah. That's all right. They liked it, though.
He sounded like he had a blast.
I mean, they wrote me back and said he enjoyed it. I don't know if that's true, but
He was into it. He gets so many standard questions that the opportunity for him to, like, talk about Buck Hill by the I didn't know that the dude was a Replacements fan. And Elvis Costello.
That's why I wanted to ask.
He likes brunch and Eggs Benedict. His answer on marijuana, a political answer, but a good one.
Seems like he's for it.
Yeah, I think they're for the state's right to decide what the state wants. And I got to say, great interview. He was awesome. You were great. Fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well done, man. Extremely proud. That is vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine.
Did you think there was a chance I was going to screw it up?
No.
Come on. Be honest.
You screw it up? No. Not even a... I hadn't even had that thought. It's a Replacements, Buck Hill. The fact that he's a Replacements fan is awesome. One of Minneapolis' greatest bands.
You know how I'm so paranoid about everything, so that's why I had Phoebe come up to the radio station with me in case something happened when I was recording.
Of course. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Jeff? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, guys. Seth, stellar job, man. I best interview of the VP candidate yet. I'm not kidding. I loved it.
Yeah, it's definitely...
That solidified my vote yesterday that I made for those two. So, thanks, man.
Awesome. Thank you, dude.
Thank you.
By the way, we just got a tweet. Just now on air, Tim Kaine mistakenly tells At Drew on the radio that Obama recently rescheduled marijuana. Nope, that didn't happen. He didn't. He tried to. But hey, we're not here for accuracy. Kevin Lawton, great job with the Tim Kaine interview. The guy is awesome. Kerry Tebow, great interview. Love the concert t-shirt question. He said he used to have an Elvis Costello t-shirt, and then he got the Buck Hill t-shirt from his son. To pay homage to the Replacements.
I got to give props to Sean Daly because I called him when I found out about the interview for some advice because he's interviewed a ton of people. And he actually, we wrote that first question together and then I wrote the second. I asked, he was like, you got to ask him about what his favorite music is. But I said, all right, I'm going to ask him if he has any band t-shirts. And that'll be the way that I kind of ask him the same old tired question, what's on your iPod that don't even exist anymore?
Yeah. And it just flowed well. And
I just got to that point where they had sent me a text 1 minute left. And I said, I have to ask about brunch. I have to ask about Game of Thrones or I'm going to hate myself.
Steve just said, who knew Tim Kaine is a cool guy? Anybody that likes the Replacements and Portlandia is okay in my book. And your buddy Pants said, way to hit him with the hard-hitting questions, Hollandaise or nah. 727-579-1025. Nikki, you sent me some audio about Hoppy on Mo's show this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Him and SBK had a moment.
Well, yes. By the way, I saw something on Kevin's Twitter that I want to bring up. Did you get the phone call yet today?
Yes, and it didn't really go the way I thought it was going
to
go.
Well, damn it to hell. Because I've been hoping, I've been keeping my fingers crossed ever since I saw that tweet last night that you were waiting on the transplant phone call.
Yeah, and the lady who was supposed to give me that phone call is on vacation for a week.
Right. Oh, good.
Yeah, so I'll just wait.
I mean,
no one assigned to her.
No one can delegate?
I mean, that's not how it works.
Don't they realize that your life is hanging in the balance? That's America,
hey,
I guess.
Get vacation, you got to cash them. Use them or lose them.
Call me crazy, but if like I know a dude is waiting to hear from me about a kidney transplant, I'm gonna get my coworker and go, hey, listen, you got this guy Kevin, he's waiting to hear from someone.
I will say that in this process, the waiting is why people die.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the part I don't understand, the gaps in treatment. I don't understand it.
Me either. And if you're in that industry, it's not like in radio where it's like, oh, hey, I'm going on vacation. A promo didn't get cut.
So what's supposed to happen will be happening in a week. I've been assured that.
Okay.
She comes back, first thing, get on it.
You're number one on my list.
All right.
So SBK was, by the way, how was the fish fry at Love's? Did you get any catfish?
I did get some catfish. And you know I'm not the biggest fan of catfish, but I will say I managed to give it a second try, and I don't know what they were doing down there at Love's, but it was pretty damn good.
And during Mo's show, Ryan Hoppy, off the air of all things, took a shot at Kevin.
This was something that happened off the air. That got onto the air because Mo was stirring the pot.
Mo?
Yeah,
stirring the pot?
He was stirring the pot.
Instigating?
Yeah.
Let's hear it right here.
And he was looking at me when he said Beetlejuice is great. And I go, why are you looking at me? And he goes, you look like Beetlejuice.
You kind of do a little bit.
Okay, so let's, all right. What? And then because I can show restraint, I decided to hold a punch back and not crush his ego and say anything. And then he apologized to me off the air, then gets right back on the air now and tells me that I look like Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Yes.
You think I look like Beetlejuice?
It's not that you look like him. It's just the head. It's
okay. So.
Making it worse.
Now.
Making it worse.
Strike one. You are now walking in the ring alone. I withdraw my support from you for the fight that's coming up next week.
So, he was like the only one on your side.
I've always been the only one on his side, and you've never shown any appreciation for that.
Yeah, I have.
No, you're about as two faces they come. and I can really call you out, but I'll do it later.
Do it.
And when you come out to me later on the air, when you come over to me going, Kevin, that was all for Radio to Fun.
And
no, it's not. This is real.
No, Ryan always stands by what he says is real.
Who? I do.
No, and you, I know
no
you
he
do,
does not. He backpedals. He tries to apologize. He wants to stay in people's good graces. I've always supported you when other people who remain nameless did not. Mm-hmm. They pooped on you, and I defended you, had arguments, and got yelled at off the air for putting you on the air, and always have supported you. But if I look like Beetlejuice to you, then Beetlejuice is out.
Ryan Hoppe.
What's up?
I did not know you were going to be here today.
Nikki just messaged me. I'm going to be doing happy hour in like 25 minutes because Ian Beckles is going to be on.
Oh.
So she sent me a message, so I was like, yeah, I'll come down and do this live.
What would you like to say to Soul Brother Kevin? By the way, one of the only people to support you this entire time, one of your biggest, most ardent supporters, who you then crapped upon by telling him that he looks like Beetlejuice.
I'm texting Ian to tell him to cancel.
SBK, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on a primetime afternoon show. I'm not just saying this because I said this twice. Listen to me. I was joking, and when I was on air, I was under pressure trying to fit in with the crew.
You said this off the air.
You don't look like Beetlejuice from Howard Show.
I already know that, you idiot.
No, but let me explain. When I said it, I was trying to fit in with the crew.
But you said it off the air. Were you saying it just so you could get on the mic so you could say it on the air?
No, I have this thing where when I join any type of conversation between people, I have this thing where I need to give my word in and I need to really work on shutting the hell up. So I was like, oh, that's going to be a funny thing to say. It's kind of like that show, Herman's Head, from the 90s
that's
on Fox.
Very current reference there, huh?
I've been watching it on YouTube. It's great. Basically, my head is like a bunch of different people saying, say this or say this.
And who's the guy who told you to tell Kevin that he looked like Beetlejuice?
I don't know. But
fire
I'm
that
sorry,
guy from your head.
No, it's not that I look like him. It's just that our heads are the same, right?
I felt horrible when I said it. It was an insult. It wasn't funny. Are we good, SBK?
No, we're not good. No. I can't let it go.
Okay.
Not yet. It's too soon.
I'm cool with that. I completely get
it's
it.
Too soon.
I just wanted to say it was me trying to fit in with the boys.
It's not taking
it
back.
It didn't
there,
work.
So I'm sorry.
It wasn't funny. And I said sorry to you afterwards.
You
and
seemed
I
pretty proud of yourself at the time. I don't know.
Because I was trying to fit in with the crew.
You were already with the crew.
We've done this multiple times, I have rather, where I've said something or done something and then I make people mad. If it was using the room in the afternoon a year ago and Nikki and Drew got mad at me, or if it was a few jokes I've said about Mike Calta.
I got mad at you also for that. Just, so you know.
Just for the record, we're all mad at you.
But my thing is, I'm really working on being a better person and not saying dumb things. And I was just so disappointed in saying that because I felt like I made progress in not being a moron. And then I said it, and that's why I felt bad. So then when Mo asked me if I believed it on air, I said so because I was trying to be funny. Because when we're on air, we turned it up to entertain the listeners.
Mm. So why did you say it off there? Was that to entertain who? Just the three people, three or four people?
I don't
people
believe
that
you look like Beetlejuice from Howard. It just slipped out of my head. It was like, what can Hoppe say that's wacky and edgy? And I just said it, and I'm an idiot.
So the only person that's consistent from
I know,
day one.
Man. You and Mike Olivero and Rob are the only ones that have liked me this whole time. But even Mike O and Rob have had points where they won't send me a text for a month, or Mike will get so mad at me, he'll say, get the hell out of my office.
Right, and that's what we're going through right
that's
now.
Hoppe,
I see a pattern.
I've been on your podcast twice.
And you're cool too. But the thing about SBK, no, listen. The thing about SBK is different.
You're
you
cool too.
Are the producer of Drew's show, so you do whatever Drew wants you to do.
You oh my God, get out of here, Hoppe. You are such an idiot. You are the biggest moron I've ever talked to in my life. Get out of
here.
Well,
what I'm getting at is...
Is that how you think it works, dude?
No.
Is that how you think it works?
Let me explain.
Do you know why I'm here? I'm here because I don't do everything that Drew wants. That's why I'm here. You are in radio. You have no idea how this works,
I'm
man.
I'm not done.
Yes, you are. Get out of here. Did you hear who I just talked to? Did you hear?
You're Drew's right-hand man, but at the same time, SBK is the co-host that has the different opinion.
Keep digging, buddy.
So, whatever. That's what I'm saying. My mouth gets me to these places that just never end. Oh,
never,
my Lord.
Hoppe, never. Never.
Also, they're not having... There's no jobs at Kahlua Coffee.
Yeah.
So I'm shoot out of luck.
Oh my God.
I want to know where the part is where Seth starts doing whatever I say.
I've never seen Seth like that.
That part is cool. Oh my God.
Come on, Hoppy, man. You've been in the game for too long. You should know what everybody's role is.
Was you're his right hand man where whatever Drew wants, you do while you've changed his act and made Drew a better man. But SBK has always been the rebel where even when Drew didn't like me, SBK was on my side, which is why me saying that, saying he looked like Beetlejuice, was lame because he's the one person who's had my back. That's what I was trying to get at before that whole conundrum just happened.
That was awesome.
Oh, that was great. Okay, so we good?
Old Seth is back.
Drew, do you see where I'm coming from?
Don't drag me into this crap. I'm just a ringleader, dude. I'm just too busy bossing around Seth.
That's not what I meant.
When Ian gets here, tell him who he looks like.
All right. Well, we tried to work things out here.
Oh, man.
I feel like I dug myself in a bigger
hole. You definitely did. Because now it's going to be you approaching the ring alone. And
Who's going to the ring with you now?
My show sponsors, but I guess no on-air talent because Mo's getting married and SBK backed out. So.
Oh, no, man. I'll be there.
You will?
Yeah, in Jake's corner.
Brought to you by Main Event Boxing and Thomas Gorgonis of Burn Fitness and Largo.
What is this?
That's his plug.
You dumped that right now.
You can't plug on our show.
All right. Well, Ryan, thank you for stopping by and making things much worse.
I know I scared the hell out of you just coming in here randomly.
I looked up and then Hoppy was coming in. And, man, now it's going to be we should sub out Jake and have you fight Ryan Hoppy in the punch out.
I could fight Hoppy right now.
I'm down.
Just this moment.
You almost got a water bottle in the chest.
I know you're real mad at me.
Oh, man, this has been great.
That's all good.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Good luck this Saturday.
Yeah, and, thank you.
And we appreciate you stopping by. He came in to work things out with SBK, and now everyone on the show hates him. Except me, of course, Ryan.
For now.
But I'm sure you'll say something that'll make things a million times worse.